Morning Watch, Day 4, Colossians, Week 3, Christ, the Mystery of God and the Body of All the Shadows. Colossians 2, verses 9 through 12. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you have been made full in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised, with a circumcision not made with hands, in the putting off of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ, buried together with him in baptism, in which also you are raised together with him through the faith of the operation of God, who raised him from the dead. Related verses. John 1:16-18. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. Colossians 1:19-20. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens. 2 Peter 1:1-2. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith, equally precious as ours in the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 2:9-1, referencing the word fullness. Fullness refers not to the riches of God, but to the expression of the riches of God. What dwells in Christ is not only the riches of the Godhead, but the expression of the riches of what God is. See note 193 in Ephesians 3. Colossians 2:9-2, referencing the word Godhead. This refers to deity, which is different from the divine characteristics manifested by the created things. This strongly indicates the deity of Christ. The fullness of the Godhead is versus the tradition of men and the elements of the world. The world's tradition and elements simply cannot be compared with the fullness of the Godhead. Colossians 2:9-3, referencing the word bodily. This points to the physical body that Christ put on in his humanity, indicating that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ as one who has a human body. Before Christ's incarnation, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him as the eternal Word, but not bodily. From the time that Christ became incarnate, clothed with a human body, the fullness of the Godhead began to dwell in him in a bodily way. And in his glorified body, now and forever it dwells. Colossians 2:10-1, referencing the word full. The Greek word implies completion, perfection. Because all the fullness dwells in him, after we have been put into Christ, we are made full, filled up, with all the divine riches. Hence, we need no other source. Because Christ is our perfection and completion, we do not need other rules and authorities as objects of adoration, for he is the head of all these. This is versus angel worship. Colossians 2:10-2, referencing the word rule. The rule and authority here are the fallen angels occupying positions of power in the air in subordination to Satan. Colossians 2:11-1, referencing the word circumcision. This is spiritual circumcision, the circumcision of Christ, referring to the proper baptism which puts off the body of the flesh by the effectual virtue of the death of Christ. This is contrary to asceticism. Colossians 2:11-2, referencing the word not. The circumcision, that is, the putting off of the body of the flesh, was not made with hands. It was accomplished by the death of Christ, and it is applied, executed, and carried out by the powerful Spirit. Colossians 2:11, note 3, referencing the word putting. Putting off here means to strip off something, as one would strip off clothes. Colossians 2:12, note 1, referencing the word buried. To be buried in baptism is to be put off, to strip off the body of the flesh. Colossians 2:12, note 2, referencing the word raised. In baptism, there is the aspect of burial, which is the termination of our flesh, and the aspect of raising, which is the germination of our spirit. In the aspect of raising, we are made alive in Christ with the divine life. Colossians 2:12, note 3, referencing the word faith. Faith is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. The more we turn to God and contact Him, the more faith we have. The Lord is the author and perfecter of our faith. The more we abide in Him, the more we are infused with Him as our faith. It is through this living faith produced by the operation of the living God that we experience the resurrection life, signified by the raising aspect of baptism.